The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. There's more to gearing up for a summer vacation than packing the sunscreen and holding the mail. You've got to be smart about money and your credit cards to avoid big trouble. We'll have more in a moment. First, these money headlines. Filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission show that most companies that pay six figures to the majority of their workers aren't big banks or money managers, but biotech firms that rely on medical researchers and energy and technology companies with a large number of engineers and technical staff. More than 100 companies in the S&P 500 routinely awarded employees $100,000 or more in 2017. Nearly half of those were in the energy industry, including oil and gas drillers, refiners, and electric utilities. Together, the energy companies employ more than 600,000 people. On average, the best-paying jobs were with companies that employ around 17,000 people. That compares with an average headcount of roughly 53,000 for all S&P 500 firms. Due to escalating tuition and easy credit, the U.S. has 101 people who owe at least $1 million in federal student loans. That's according to the Education Department. 5 years ago, 14 people owed that much. More could join that group. While the typical student borrower owes $17,000, the number of those who owe at least $100,000 has risen to around 2.5 million. That's nearly 6% of the borrowing pool. And for graduate school students especially, there's little incentive for universities to help put the brakes on big borrowing. The government essentially allows grad students to borrow any amount to cover tuition and living costs with few guardrails on how the final sum will be repaid. More than a third of borrowers from one of the government's main graduate school lending programs have enrolled in some form of federal loan forgiveness plan. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. Rising gas prices and a spike in vacation-related Google searches this time of year means it's time to plan your summer vacation. But there's more to it than loading the kids in the car and having the mail held. Protecting yourself financially should be top of mind. Carrie Sumlin is digital consumer executive at Ally Financial, and she's here with some tips to prevent you from being burned. So, Carrie, we're not talking about getting burned by the sun. Let's talk about planning your trip. You can take inventory of what rewards programs you have with your credit cards, but you can also bring along debit cards on your trip, and you feel it's okay to use those, but it's important to use them wisely.
Absolutely. People should pay for their trip in whatever way they're comfortable. And a lot of people don't like to use credit cards at all. A debit card is perfectly safe and convenient way to pay for your vacation while you're traveling. But one thing that's really important to keep in mind is that this card is tied directly to your account. And so any transactions come directly against your bank account. So as you plan for using your debit card, there's a few things you need to keep in mind. First, always recommend that you never take your eye off your card. Never let it out of your possession. Even if you're at a restaurant and paying for your meals, if they don't bring the card terminal to your table, I would recommend that you pay cash. The other thing that you need to do is monitor the activity on your card, not just when you're traveling, but when you get back. And this is a great way to make sure that no fraud occurs on your account. And if it does, that you report it right away and your bank will cover that for you.
You know, most travelers, especially if they're going overseas, they're not going to have a wad of cash in their pocket because of the ease of using credit cards. But you say that if they want some emergency cash on hand, get that currency before jetting off on your vacation.
Ordering your currency before you leave from your local bank is absolutely the best thing to do. However, if you are overseas and somehow you haven't planned or calculated correctly how much cash you're going to be using, a debit card is a great way to access your cash. What I would advise, though, is when you go to an ATM machine, you need to have a level of suspicion with that machine. You need to look for things that don't look normal, new appendages, if you will, or any damage to the machine. That type of thing could indicate that somebody's attached a skimming device to the machine and they're looking to capture your card information as you put it in to get your cash.
You mentioned in the last question about the staff at a restaurant or a merchant bringing the credit card machine to your table.
Yes.
That's unusual here in the U.S., but I was just in Mexico, and that seemed to happen everywhere I went. Is that something new?
It's something that happens, to your point, internationally very frequently and is considered the norm. It doesn't happen as much in the U.S. I think in the U.S., your options for monitoring your card are a little bit better than they are internationally. And, you know, some of the normal things that you would be concerned about with fraud loss on the debit card in the United States is part of how you do your day-to-day spend. So some of these precautions may apply more to overseas travel than they do to domestic travel.
You say that some banks offer forms of credit card or debit card management. What is that?
So a lot of card providers are now giving you the ability within your mobile app or online banking session to turn the card on and off. So if you've misplaced your card or you think your card's been stolen, you can easily access your app and just turn that card off. At Ally Bank, we've taken that feature a little bit further. We give people the ability not only to turn their card off and on, we give them the ability to set what geolocation they want their card used in. So if you're traveling, you can set the geolocation only to where you are.
Oh, is that right?
Absolutely.
Oh, so if somebody runs off with it and you're in France and they're in Spain, ding, 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 something
exactly.
goes off.
Exactly. They can't use it. So not only do you get an alert that your card's been attempted outside of your set geolocation, it won't work for them. You can also control what types of merchants they can make purchases at or that you can make purchases at. So if somebody takes your card to some merchant type that you would never purchase from, it also won't access or won't allow it to access your money.
Well, hopefully that won't happen to anybody, but there are some ways to really find some advantages to the system, and that is the favorable exchange rate that can really give travelers a good reason to pick and choose where they go this summer.
There are some great international destinations really across the globe this summer that allow you to maximize your earning and your savings for your spend. Some of those places this year include Mexico, South Africa, Norway, Iceland, Japan, and Indonesia. So really a pick of a lot of different types of vacations that you could have. You might consider, though, using your rewards points to buy airfare instead of having the larger cash outlay to get the plane ticket to go to those destinations.
And we could tell that people are planning well ahead for their trips because in May, the rate of Google searches for summer vacations spikes. So it's a good idea not to wait until the week before you go.
Absolutely. The more you plan, the better you're going to be, not only from finding lodging deals and not overpaying for lodging, but also being able to even get tickets to some of the venues that you want to see while you're on vacation. Nothing's worse than going to a location to see a big venue and then finding out the tickets are sold out. So definitely recommend using your, you know, debit credit card in advance to purchase those tickets and, you know, really look to save money as you do that by applying discounts associated with your alumni association affiliation or roadside affiliation, anything that you can do to save some money on that.
All right. So if you're on vacation in the U.S., you're on vacation overseas, whether it's Paris or Egypt or Moscow or whatever, you notice something's wrong. What's the first thing to do?
I would recommend first access your credit card controls or your debit card controls app and turn your card off. Then use the international number that hopefully you've taken a picture of and written down in your phone contact list and contact that financial institution right away to let them know that's happened.
So part of the planning, take a photo of the back of your credit card.
Absolutely. The other thing I would recommend doing is don't just plan to rely on one form of payment when you travel. It's really important to bring a backup, whether it's a backup card or backup cash, and of course, store that somewhere away from your primary funding source. So maybe in the hotel safe or in your luggage, depending on where you are.
Another thing you point out is whether you're traveling overseas or domestically is just to watch out for internet cafes and, of course, watch out for pickpockets trying to take your wallet.
Yeah, absolutely. With all of the hacking technology that exists today, it's really important that anytime you use internet cafe or free Wi-Fi, you are viewing things with the assumption that somebody else is also viewing them. So be very careful about what you're accessing and the type of information that you're looking at with free Wi-Fi and internet cafes. The other thing that I would advise, both domestically and internationally, is really be on guard for pickpockets. Really maintain your personal space. Understand that a lot of these folks travel in groups of people, and they may do something to distract you. One person may do that while the other person tries to access your wallet or your money.
All right, a lot to be aware of. That's Carrie Sumlin from Ally Financial joining us here in our studio. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.